Okay. Chris, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi,
all
Bill.
Right. So we – hey, Chris, how you doing? So let me welcome all the power agents listening in. We have on this month's call, very excited, a longstanding power agent student of ours, Chris. Now, Chris, you're like a buddy of mine, and I don't know how to say your last name.
Sure, it's Chris Hagen, like the ice cream. Some people always ask if I own Hagen Dazs. I said, don't I wish.
And that's
Chris Hagen.
Chris Hagen, and it's H-A-G-N. So I looked at that.
Right.
And I got
some. Right.
All right, now
it's
Chris,
missing a letter, I always say.
That's right. It looks like it's missing a letter. Chris is a co-op banker in Oak Brook, Illinois. And Chris, give people your contact information. They want to send you referrals, ask questions, anything. What's a good way to get in touch with you?
Sure, absolutely. My direct cell phone number is area code 708-829-5674. Again, 708-829-5674. And I'll even give you my personal email. If anybody has any questions, just shoot me an email. I'll give you my Yahoo account. That's great for attachments. It's Chris Hagen, which is C-H-R-I-S-H-A, G as in George, N as in Nancy, @yahoo.com. Feel free to give me a call or email or text me, and I'd be happy to, you know, help answer any questions that you may have. So Chris Hagen at yahoo.com.
Chris, thank you so much for that. You know, very excited, very happy that you're going to be doing this call this month. And I just saw you when I did my seminar in Chicago, and it was so great. And by the way, don't forget to send me the CD on you playing the piano. That's the side thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
And so I'm sending that out for you today, autographed to you, so you'll get that in the next couple of days.
Awesome. All right. So, gang, everybody listening in, let me just give you just a little bit of background on Chris and his level of production. You know, he's been in real estate now 19 years, and this year of 2016, while we're recording this, him and his team has done $10 million in business. He has five people on his team, plus looking for a new one now, so they'll grow to six. So anyway, obviously very accomplished. Chris, so let's talk about, you know, the beginning years of your business. Because sometimes people can't relate to 10 million, six people on their team. You know, how was it for you in the beginning? What did you do before real estate? And was it hard for you the first year?
Well, I started, relatively young. I was 24 years old, went to college, went to graduate school, master's degree. Didn't think I was even going to get in real estate. And at the time, I had 30 piano students because I'm a concert pianist by trade. And what wound up happening is one of my piano students, their mom was a real estate agent for Cobalt Banker. And I was like, oh, wow, so what is it that you do? And she was one of my piano students became as well. And I said, that sounds very interesting. So when I was, my degree is in communications and business administration. So when I actually did my internship, I wound up saying, hey, can I intern with you? So I wound up interning with her. I really, really fell in love with what she was doing and how she was helping people and making their real estate dreams come true. And when I graduated, even though I was supposed to go in the communications or broadcasting or corporate world, I decided to go into real estate.
Wow.
So,
I went
into real estate school. I was 24 years old and never looked back. So, it's just something that, I did and stuck with, and, it's pretty much that, or you know, that I've done, throughout all these years.
So you were actually, in some fashion, you were pursuing show business with a degree in communications and a pianist, or a pianist, I should say. And wow, and so you basically switched gears before you got too deep into your career. Although you graduated with a degree, so you put 4 years.
I do.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Six years. Right, all the way to my master's degree, right. Graduated near the top of my class, and that's when I went and I said to, you know, my dad, I was like, you know, I really enjoy doing this. And I said, this sounds like something, and he says, you know, just, you know, follow your dream. You know, I support you. So went into real estate and still kept my piano students at the time, you know, because that helped pay the bills because, you know, when you get in there, it's not easy, you know. And this was back in July 1998, and I still remember, Daryl, to this day, you know, my manager said at the time, because we had just what they call PC access, and it was a green screen with, you know, and dial-up, so we were happy to even be able to dial up, you know, and, you know, after the third attempt, you know, and we were happy once we were able to log in, yay, and then what wound up happening is that they said, well, gosh, you know, you pretty much have a couple things you can do. And I'm like, well, really, what's that? And is it, you see that phone right there? That's called the floor desk. So pop down there and start answering calls that may come in. Good luck. And here's a big book. And it was a three-ring binder. That's the floor book. And then the other thing he says you can do is start doing other people's open houses. And so that's about it, you know. And oh,
so
by
that
the
would
way,
be
if you have anybody that you know.
Yep. That was the ultimate. That was the ultimate of the training. Was there's the phone, answer it for up calls and do open houses
right.
for other agents. That was essentially
right.
it. Right.
Open houses for other agents. Maybe you can door knock. Tell everybody you know you're in the real estate business. And oh, by the way, here's the Yellow Pages book. If you want, as before, like the Do Not Call list. If you want, start going to the back of the book where the white pages are and start dialing down the numbers and see if anybody wants to, you know, thinking about selling their home. So. That was pretty much it. So it was a lot different than what I expected that I was going to, because I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, clients are just going to walk through the door and they're all ready to want to work with me. That wasn't the case.
All right. So, Chris, let me capture that because I want people to make sure they don't miss something. So you thought, like, when you decided to forego, you know, what you went to college for, getting your master's for, you got into real estate, you thought it was going to be one way. But once you actually got into it, it turned out to be another way as far as prospecting and door knocking and open house. Is that what you said?
Yes, yes. I learned pretty quickly that nobody's really going to hand you any business type of thing. And then unless you work for somebody, and even then, you know, you really have to, you know, prospect or you really have to make things happen for yourself because the company or probably nobody else is really going to just hand things to you on a silver platter. So, yes, I learned pretty quickly that, you know, you've got to make money. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. And that's
now, how did you feel when you realized you have to work and prospect more than you had before? How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, I just felt that, you know, this is very different than what they taught in real estate school.
Yeah.
You know, real estate school,
yeah.
They teach you the how many, you know, square foot are in an acre and everything, and suddenly that wasn't coming up, you know.
So now
it's like, okay, that 43,560 or whatever that number was wasn't really utilized that much, and this is reality. And now it's like, okay, how am I going to make money, and especially – how am I going to make money? Because I was 24 years old at the time, you know, and, you know, I'm like, wow, I don't have that much money. I've now got college loans I got to pay back. I still have a job, you know, with piano students. And I'm like, how am I going to go and make money? Because, you know, to basically survive, you know, and that was scary for me. And so, like I said, they give you just a few things, and believe me, at that time, I became the king of floor, set floor hours, floor, you know, as much as I could, and did open houses for other people as much as I could. And yes, you know, Daryl, that got me some business to get started, but it was still not enough to take me to the next level because I was, you know, making under $20,000 a year. That's not going to really, you know, pay too many bills. And at the time I was already engaged and I wanted to get married. And I was like, wow, how do I actually change my life around where I can develop, you know, a decent income in this business? So I went back to my mentor, Cindy, and I saw, you know, what is it that you do? And she was, you know, really social and she, you know, tapped into her sphere of influence type of thing. But I noticed that, you know, she just, you know, didn't do as much prospecting that I thought, you know, you could have done, you know. And I said to myself, well, you know, if I'm going to be a top producing agent, what is it that I've got to do every single day to be consistent? Because like you always talk about in your seminars, one of the things I did early on is I took some top producing agents out to lunch. And I asked them, I said, you know, what is it that you do? And a lot of them, they don't want to reveal their secrets, but I found that either they knew a lot of people or had a huge sphere of influence, but you'd be surprised, you know, not many of them, you know, really would reveal as to, okay, this is what I do on a daily basis. And I realized also at that time, my gosh, you know, if they're not going to give away their secret sauce, you know, then I better go and start attending seminars, reading books, doing anything and everything that I can to learn what I need to do to survive. Otherwise, come this time a year from now, I'm not going to be in business. I'm going to have to get a job, and that's it. Because they don't tell you that, you know. So to the new people that are out there, you know, now as the economy keeps getting better and better again, you know, you do have that opportunity. But, you know, that's why, you know, Daryl, I have now been with you, and that's why it surprises a lot of people, but I come back every year. Next year will be 10 years. It was actually in 2007 that we met. So it was, so 10 years. And people are like, well, why do you go see Daryl 10 years in a row? Because I say, you know, every time I come, I'm either here or learn something, or there's some value that's added or something new that I might have not heard the, you know, the year before. I forgot, or I forgot to write down, or forgot to listen to. So I read every book as I could. And then, you know, as I made money, I reinvested it as much as I can back into education to learn what's out there. But then I also quickly learned as to what you put up on your board in the last, you know, seminar that, yeah, there's now business and there's future business. Uh-huh. And if you spend too much time trying to develop your future business, that might put you out of business.
right.
You know?
Now, what was the pivotal time, Chris, when, so the first year, it sounded like, you know, you're making 20 grand a year or something, you're doing floor duty stuff, and you realize you went back to your mentor and had a conversation. So what was the pivotal year for you that went from struggling to not struggling, and what did you do different that year?
Well, one of the things that we started doing is that and this was back in 2003, 2004, the market was really, really hot. So at that time, you know, what we just did was we did as much as I could, if I could afford it, more marketing, getting my name out there, trying to talk to people, hey, are you thinking about buying or selling, to do that. But even so, it was all what I call passive marketing. The turning point actually was, you know, when I started attending your seminars and I realized that, you know, because I had studied another coach as well, and you know, he's good, but he teaches a lot of passive direct response marketing, and the problem is that costs a lot of money, and you're spending $500, $1,000, sometimes $2,000 a month. Mm-hmm. I was trying to generate, you know, and of course they tell you, oh, you know what, if it's not working, just do more of it. So if $500 doesn't work, then you need to spend $1,000. And if $1,000 is at work, you need to spend $2,000. And then I thought to myself, well, you know, they must be right, you know. But then I think to myself, wow, you know, that's going to put me out of business even faster because, you know, it's depleting everything that I make. And by the end of the day, I don't have enough money to eat, or live. So then I thought to myself, okay, you know, in 2004 and 2005, I started, you know, breaking over where we made over six figures. And it took a while. Because you got to realize back then, you know, we didn't have the technology or was coming out or the internet was developing. So started doing farming, but, you know, farming takes 8-9 months before you start, you know, seeing a return on investment. And then I tapped into my past clients once I started having them, asking for business, referral, which is a lot of my business today is referral. But at the same time, I says, you know, how am I going to build up what they call a database? And for, you know, new agents that are out there, agents that I've helped in the past, I always say, you've got to create your database. People don't have a database, and that amazes me that you don't have a database. And, you know, even if it's something simple or Excel, or I know there's a couple of programs that are out there that are very
that
you can use. Well, I have two. I have one is a very sophisticated database where my whole team is on. It's something called Commissions, Inc., which is like a boom town. That's expensive. It's over $2,000 a month. So don't start off there, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't want to scare people. The other one, you know, if I'm okay to say this, but I recommend it, is that there's a database out there by Brian Buffini that's actually pretty good. That's a referral maker database that starts off pretty simple, where it's, I think it's $230 for the whole year.
Okay.
It's not bad. Like I said, it's a simple database. Before that, I originally started with ACT, and then I went to Top Producer. So those are not bad either, ACT or Top Producer. Here's one coach told me this one time. The best database is the one that you're going to use.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't use it, it doesn't matter, you know, realistically.
Yeah.
But the one, as you grow, you know, and it becomes more sophisticated and you build this team under you, then you need to have something where you're monitoring what your team is doing. Then you need to get something more sophisticated. But in
right.
the beginning, you're monitoring yourself, and you got to keep yourself accountable. And the best way to keep yourself accountable, as I always say, is your computer has got to tell you what to do. And you've got to make it a point where one thing I used to use back in the day, but they don't have it anymore, that was my favorite. It was called Agent 2000 or Online Agent. It was a Citrix
yes,
server.
I remember.
That,
yep.
Remember that? Remax
yep.
had it originally, Remax Agent 2000 or Agent. And I liked that, but it was all Citrix-based, and they never really went web-based. And then I don't know whatever happened with them, but I liked that one. That was really good. So now the closest thing that I found, like I said, are the two I shared about the, you know, the yes, I mean, right now, when I log into my database, my computer tells me, you need to make these amount of calls, and if you don't do it, it doubles up for the next day, and it just stares at you. So,
yes,
you know, you
yes.
look at it, and it looks at you. And it's almost like, you know, I always say to my team, and this is one of the things I say to them, I says, you know, guys, you know, if you talk to nobody today, and you have no appointments, and you have zero plus zero, and you draw a line, and they put a dollar sign, then that's what your income's going to be for the day or for the month or for the year. It's zero. So, you know, your head cannot hit the pillow unless those leads, those people, those contacts are called. And that's the key is that I am very big believer in having a computer hold you accountable. So I tell people, you know what, at a minimum, you know, because, you know, for somebody to, because I get asked this a lot of times, to say, Chris, you know, gosh, I don't have much money. What do I do? I'm like, listen, you've got to get a database, even if it's Excel, you know, or if it's something like this, you know, Buffini system where it is database thing where it's you just pay $260 or $280 for the year. You know what? It's something, because if what other business can you get into where you pay that little and, you know, you could potentially make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. So
all right,
like,
so let me make sure. Let me
that
sure
going.
Get going. Yeah, this is great. The great stuff, Chris. So I'll make sure everybody gets this, that you've got Brian Buffini's database. You've got Commission. What was the other one called? Commission what?
Commission thing. And, Daryl, I just remembered the name. It's called Referral Maker by Buffini. And if anybody
okay.
has any questions, like I said, but ultimately, you know, before you build up a referral business, like I said, you are, and you're not paying me to say this or anything, but you are my favorite coach throughout all the years, and I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you why. Buffini and these guys, yeah, they're good coaches, or the other one I had was Craig Proctor and some. They're good coaches, but here's the thing, though. If you don't have much money and you don't prospect on a daily basis, you're going to die. You're not going to mm-hmm. make it, unfortunately. That's my personal opinion. And it wasn't until I met you in 2007, and by the way, I was a single agent still at that time, you know, where I really said, yeah, where I really said, you know what, now what's starting to happen is, you know, I'm making money, but I'm not happy because I'm not able to spend time with my wife, and then we had a son, and, you know, what happens now? I'm starting to work 50, 60 hours plus a week, and, you know, now other things are starting to sacrifice. So I said to myself, listen, you know, something's got to change, but at the same time, I realized that, you know what, if you don't prospect every single day, and one of the great things that you taught me was that dot board and having the shoe store inventory,
yeah.
and that's great. It's like if you don't focus on listing and have an inventory, then, you know, there's going to be a problem. And like I told you at the seminar, I said, you know, right now, if our team goes below 10 listings in our inventory as a group, we've got a problem because, you know, we got to replenish because now we're in single digits. So my goal, the reason why I came again this year and I'll come again next year and the year after and always be a number, is that because now my goal is to go to 20, you know, and then to 30. where that's going to be our minimal. And I make small, incremental, realistic goals. So I say, okay, 20 is the minimum by this time next year, 30 by the year after. And just, you know, that we have to have in our inventory as now the market gets better. But
right.
That's huge. So you taught me not just to be a buyer's agent, which they teach a lot of new people because they're like, oh, you know what, work with buyers. No, build up your inventory. And if you are new, you know, like I said, the other great thing that was a big changing point in my career was that I realized that, you know, what you teach with the Red X and everything, that's huge. So if you don't have a Red X account yet, go get one. It's very, very cost effective. Get that database, what we talked about, or even Red X has something where you can go ahead and put notes in the system. It's pretty cool, you know, if you talk to someone, you know, to start with, you know, type of thing. But
let me give them the website just for anybody
yep.
that doesn't have it. If they go to, which I've given to people time and time again, but in case they're hearing it for the first time, DarrellSpecial.com, D-A-R-R-Y-L, special.com. And when you go there, you put in the coupon code SMILE, and then you get the first 30 days at no charge. They wipe away the setup fee, so you save over $330 between the monthly and the setup fee. And now what do you like about that, Chris, about the Red X? How is it helping you? What's your favorite part about it?
Well, I use the for sale by owners and expired, so I use that. And because in the Chicagoland market, it's still in many ways a buyer's market. We're behind the rest of the country, and there's still a lot of expireds and so with it. We haven't quite caught up to, you know, other parts of the, you know, the country. Is what I like about it is that it's now business. These people either are trying to sell their home by owner and they're cheap, or they've listed their home with another real estate agent and they were unsuccessful for whatever reason. So it's more now business. And one of the greatest slides, you know, that you showed last time was an aha moment. I took a picture of it. And even during the seminar, I sent it to my whole team. I'm like, see, guys, you need to be on the right side all the time or most of the time, you know. I mean, that's what it is because that's your now business. You've got to talk to now people. So one of the things I want to share with you, how I utilize the Red X, and a couple of things was a big changer for me in 2016, is that they came out something with called a storm dialer. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know what a dialer is, it's pretty cool because it's fresh in my mind, so I'd be happy to share it with you. What it does is you push a button, and all you need is your cell phone. You don't even need any special equipment or anything. And it dials people, and what you do is you record one universal message in your best tone of voice and everything, do one message. And then what happens is if you don't get a hold of that person, you push another button, and it'll actually record that message on their voicemail while it's dialing the next number. And so the next thing you know, what's going to wind up happening is you're going to get people calling you back because they got your voice message, even though you didn't get a hold of them live. But it allows you to call so many more people. Now, I know that dialer, I think the regular price might be $99 a month. I got a special at the time a couple weeks ago when they had something, you know, for, I think I'm paying $74.99 a month, but normally it's $99.99 a month. But, again, don't let that scare you because, again, it's not like it's a long contract or anything. They don't put you on contract. So use it, try it, you know, and if anything, you know, it's fun. You know, you make it fun, and it'll help you to get people to call you back. Now, the other thing, Daryl, this is pretty cool what I did in 2016 is that I researched, and I know a lot of you guys, you know, that might be listening might be scared of making that phone call because I know I was. I mean, I'm still to this day sometimes it's not my favorite thing to do. So one of the things I did is I created something what we call a happy boiler room. And if you guys seen that movie like with Leonardo DiCaprio and other things where you see these people and they're making calls or whatever, you know what?
Yep.
That's active prospecting. But making a happy boiler room is that what I did is I created something where my group has each other, we have an accountability partner, one or two. So then what happens is that we meet 2 to 3 times a week, once in the morning, once in the evening. So this way it's different times and so throughout the day. And we basically go ahead into a small conference room and we make calls and encourage each other. And it's more fun because sometimes, like I say, we order a pizza or other things and, you know, make it enjoyable. But when we get an appointment, you know, we have a little bell, we ring it, boom, another appointment, boom, another appointment. And that's the key is, like, who can maximize in a three-hour window with a dialer, how many appointments can we get? And appointments will lead to listings, okay? And because in school, what I've done, Daryl, is I used to play baseball, too. And I always say to these guys, I says, you know what the difference between a 300 average and a 400 average is? I said, millions and millions of dollars. In fact, I don't even think there's a player out there right now with a 400 average. But I know that a player that hits 250 versus a player that hits 300, I read one time that the difference in salary is $9 million a year between a 250 and 3. So what I tell my team is I say, listen, guys, what I want you to do is I want you, if you can fail 7 out of 10 times, that's actually great. So in other words, get 10 appointments, get 3 listings, and if those other 7 people say no, you know what? You got 3 listings that you would have not had.
Absolutely.
And you know what? And that's cool, but a lot of people don't want to do that because they're scared.
Yeah.
So the accountability thing was huge for me, Daryl, this year, what I did that, where we encourage each other, make it a fun game. Sometimes we have a contest, you know. Next year, I even thinking about giving away a cruise or a trip or something where, you know, whoever gets the most amount of appointments in the shortest amount of time or other fun things, they get a free vacation from me or whatever I can do, you know, but that's incentivizing, you know, and doing that. And as far as those of you who are individuals, get one other person that wants to make money in your office. And you know what? The other thing I can say to you is that, yeah, we're competitors, but at the same time, you know what? In most real estate markets, there's enough to go around. You know, and I watch sometimes this million-dollar listing, and I see how David and James work together, and so, you know, Los Angeles, and so, and you see this. You know what? I'm sure there's someone in your office or someone, you know, in the real estate business that you know that might have a similar dream than you, but if you guys team up with each other and meet, and I'm saying meet face-to-face and go in a room and do this together. Don't just do it over the phone and talk about it and laugh and then forget about it for the next 2 weeks. I'm like, no, set times aside, go ahead and do it. You know what? Your income and your production is going to go up. And, you know, and the other thing is I did another experiment in 2016, which was an aha moment. In the beginning, my real estate team was reluctant to make phone calls because they were scared. They were worried about getting yelled at, rejected, do not call us. So I'm like, all right, what's the worst that could happen? You know, somebody's going to hang up on the phone. So we would practice. Like, I would be the bad person calling. Like, they'd be like, okay, you know what? Don't ever call me back. I don't want to hear from you again. You know, your real estate agents, you go away. I said, so if that's the worst thing you're going to hear, okay, now you just heard it from me. So now get that out of the way and start making calls. The other thing what I did is I did an experiment, and I proved that I was right. But I don't recommend it for everybody because I want you to really make those calls. But I actually went online to onlinejobs.ph. You know what that is, Daryl? Onlinejobs.ph?
No.
I got an assistant from the Philippines, okay? And by the way, an assistant from the Philippines, when you pay them $2.50 an hour, it's equivalent to like $14 an hour a year.
Okay.
So I got, because I realized that, my God, you know, they are actually, they actually love making calls because they're from call centers. And usually it's farmed out to the Philippines or it's farmed out to India. And it's true. So I made a point. I said, listen, guys, what if I – we had one assistant for 6 months, and then but now we decided to regroup and do something else. But she did get us appointments. I had someone 13 hours ahead call, and we set it up so she had a local number through Ring Central and everything, followed the script, basically just saying, hey, we noticed that your property – is no longer for sale in the market. Are you open to working with real estate agents? Great. If so, Chris Hagen would like to come and take a look at your property. We've never been able to sell a property we haven't looked at first, and it's about matching the right buyers to the right home, and we won't know that until after we take a look at your property. We've seen your photos. The photos look nice. Thank you. Are you open to working with real estate agents? Great. Wonderful. Okay, how about Chris will be in the area on Tuesday. How about Tuesday at 1 o'clock? Great. Wonderful. Next thing you know, my assistant in the Philippines, who's 13 hours ahead, okay, sets appointments for us because, you know, I proved the point that, look, if you still don't want to make the calls, if provided that it's okay with your brokerage and your managing broker and your state laws or whatever, which it was for me, you know, then, my gosh, as a last resort, Boston instead of doing nothing and being completely paralyzed. Follow Daryl's scripts, you know, follow what he has to say, talk from your heart, make the call yourself, get an accountability partner, and if that doesn't work, if you still are reluctant, then my God, you know, you can go ahead and employ someone to go ahead and make the calls, and you go show up on the appointment. And now, you know, you make sure that you incentivize that person, not just hourly, but also when they close something for you, because what my assistant started doing, Daryl, is they're like, okay, you want an appointment right now, so how did that go? Because she knew that she was going to get a percentage once the deal was closed. So,
right.
That worked well. That worked well, but then she had an issue with a family situation where she had to move on, but I'm looking to get a couple more assistants in addition to our team making the call, because as our team grows, I'm telling you, this stuff works. It's now business. It's the expired, you know, and the for sale by owners. And the key of it is that, you know, one of the things was an aha, too, is that we wound up actually doing it in such a way where we try to shoot for two appointments. And the first appointment is we tour the home. We sit at the kitchen table like you taught us, you know, afterwards. Give people's, you know, opinion on their home. And then the next thing is that we try to schedule the second appointment the same day. We also put together a really nice brochure. And when I mail you the CD, I'm going to send you my team brochure that we just got back.
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can go ahead and put that on the website if you'd like. And then the other thing is we're also having a 4K HD video made. And by the way, this sounds like it's a lot of money. The brochure costs us, you know, under $500, by the way, you know, with everything from beginning to end, and it's amazing looking. And the other thing, the video, is going to cost us maybe about $1,600. And I know that sounds a lot, but you know what? That's still less than, you know, half of one commission if your average sale $300,000 or so. The point of the video is, my thought is this now, Daryl, is that the first appointment, I'm going to tour their home, get to know them, find out what personality type they are, see what their mission is, their goal, like you always taught me, and that was a huge thing. Find out what their purpose is in life. Listen to Daryl on this. Find out what their next goal is. Ask them that and keep that in mind and keep reminding them, well, you know, it's not just about selling your home. You just told me you want to move to Florida. Well, let me help you to get to Florida because it's cold here in Chicago. You know, let me help you to get there, you know. And we constantly remind them, you know, of that. So, you know, that's the other thing. And then what we're going to do is give them a brochure so they have some nice, you know, bathroom reading or reading around the house, you know, and we're going to send them a video email, a link to a YouTube video that we'll post. So this way they can already know about what our team does, and that's with aerial drone photography and video and everything that separates us from other real estate agents, shows our successes, has clients on there that are giving video testimonials already. Because my goal is on the second appointment is to do one thing, basically go through the market analysis and list their home, and that's it. You know, I don't want to, now you know about us a little bit, I don't want to be another hour and a half about, okay, who we are. I'm going to say, want to hear it again if you get those C personalities, but, you know, for the most part, you know, it's just here. You know now what we do, you know why, and one of the great things I always tell people, I say, hey, Daryl, listen, it costs you, at least in my company, with Coldwell Banker, it costs you nothing to go ahead and list your home with me. In fact, I'm going to spend probably close to anywhere between $500 to $1,000 right off the bat out of my pocket alone, above and beyond the marketing dollars that my company does. So now you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And, oh, by the way, if you're not happy with us, and so for whatever reason, you know what? I'm not going to force you to stay with us. If you're not happy, you know what, and I don't make any adjustments to what you're not happy about and you decide to change your mind, then you can go ahead and cancel, okay? I just need to let my managing broker know, but I'm not going to, like I say, force you to sell your home. But I'm going to tell you something. This is the aha moment in how I get people to list. I say to them this. I say, listen, I said, at this point in time, as I said, it costs you nothing out of your pocket, Mr., you know, for sale by owner. And by the way, it's Colby Cimbrano, who is the CEO of ForSaleByOwner.com, and he listed his home with a real estate agent. Don't you think you should as well? And I give them that article, and I show it to them on the phone. And I say to them, I say, listen, worst thing that's going to happen is that let me go to work, and let me try to bring you that pool of buyers. Because, see, when you hire me, you don't just get me, Chris Hagen, with a fishing pole trying to catch one fish, you actually get my real estate team plus my real estate company. So it's almost like metaphors and analogies, as you taught me. It's almost like us going out fishing, but instead of me taking a fishing pole, how about we take a whole boat with a big fishing net, and now I'm going to catch a whole bunch of fish, which is what your multiple offers are going to be, by the way, which is what I'm going to try to get you. And see, by the way, the way I earn my money is you have to accept the contract that you're willing to accept. And then once you're willing to accept the contract and I've done my job, that's when I earn my money, and then you pay me a closing. And, oh, by the way, throughout this whole process, and I take a yellow notepad and I put this big dollar symbol with the zero on there. I said, by the way, until I do that, this costs you nothing. So you have everything to gain, nothing to lose. You know, may I have the opportunity to try to get you the offer that you didn't have? And now that you've seen my video, now that you've seen my brochure, do you see how I am different than other real estate agents? So for expires like that, because I separate myself from other agents, and for sale by owners, I make them think, because I'm like, oh, my God, if Colby Sembrano could even sell his New York condo, my God, then maybe I need to go and do what he did and give Chris Hagen and his team a chance. So,
Chris,
there are, you know, like
Chris,
I said,
you must,
thank you.
You must be like a savant, because everything you just said is what I've been teaching you over the years. I'm just shocked that you remember as much as you do, and that it's become a part of you. I'm like a proud daddy here listening to you just rattle off this stuff. It's awesome.
Well, and that's why I'm saying you internalize and make it your own. And Daryl, you know, thank you. But I got to tell you guys, you know, who are on the phone, you know, you got to, if you want to make a change in 2017 and beyond, you know what? Write down your goals. Like you always say, write things down. Make them part of your screensaver, which is what I do. So if it's a material goal, I make it part of my screensaver. You know, I do things, and not just financial goals, but other things, anything, you know. Make, internalize it. Create short-term, long-term goals, but be realistic within your goals. And then the other thing of it is, if you're scared to do something, write it down, contact Daryl or contact me. I'd be happy to, you know, help you to get through it or so. And whatever you're scared about, you know what? There's someone in this world that's not scared, or team up with other people. And, you know, I realized that next to public speaking, making a phone call, they say is the scariest thing. Everybody seems to be okay in person. But for whatever it is, Daryl, and we've talked about that before, people are afraid to make these calls. And it's like, you know, but you got to do them. And if
now,
you're not
Chris,
let me
ask you about that. Like, so how, when do you... how do you manage your prospecting? So there's, you know, that's the question. How do you, like, do you pick certain days, certain times? I know you said you're using the Red X, which, again, just to repeat for people,
well,
you
like
know, that's a great system to help you stay focused. But go on, can you answer that question, go.
So, like, on Mondays, we basically, we have our meeting on Monday morning, and then we also spend part of our Monday calling back our current listings and our current clients. Because you always say that, you know what, in addition to sending out the letters that you provide us, we also basically make it a point that even if there's no showings, no news, nothing, hey, no news is still worth the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hi, Mr. Seller, just wanted to let you know we did these things this week for you. Just wanted to let you know this has been the feedback. This is, you know, so we use online feedback. We call people back. So Mondays is basically cultivating and making sure that the business that we currently have doesn't get so we're never told, hey, I never heard from our real estate agent, because you taught me that's the number one complaint that's out there is from expireds, is that my real estate agent listed my home and then I never heard from them again for a long time, you know, or
right.
So their communication was bad. So Mondays is that. The other thing what we do is that we select different times. So if we do, let's say, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we might come into the office, let's say, and we have our schedules, you know, a week in advance, where we'll have happy boiler room session, let's say, on Tuesday morning, another happy boiler room on Wednesday evening. When I say morning, like from 9 to noon, another one might be, and we schedule them 2-3 hours, another one might be Wednesday evening from, let's say, 5 to, you know, 8 o'clock or so, right after when people get off of work, and so to do that. And the reason why I do that, in addition, sometimes on Saturdays, is because you got to realize that, you know, the more people you can have live conversations with, the more appointments you can have, you know. The cool thing is if you leave a good message, too, this dialer thing is really awesome. Because here's my message. I say, you know, hi, this is Chris Hagen with Cobalt Banker. Sorry I missed your call, that we weren't able to speak today. Just wanted to see if you're still interested in selling your home. We are working with, you know, different buyers. When you get a chance, you know, give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you. And, you know, sometimes, like I said, if they do call you back after all of that, they're like, oh, wow. And I'm not really lying because here's the thing, guys, because people are going to say to you right now, oh, God, I have no buyers. I'm new in the business. What do I do? That would be a lie for me. Well,
right.
Does your company have buyers?
Right.
Do other agents in your office have buyers? You know, I mean, chances are, you know, if you're with a major company or so, or even, you know, even boutique companies, chances are people are registering on their website, talk to your managing broker. They may have buyers, you know, that are just sitting there that, you know. So, yes, our company is generating. But remember, the number one objection that I get, and I love this, this is, you know, is the shiny penny, as you always say. Well, you know what? Our pictures are online. Just go ahead and look at the pictures, and if you've got a buyer, just, you know, go bring them by. We'll pay you the commission. We'll pay you 2.5 or whatever. So the one that I always, the number one thing where I'm able to get the appointment on, which is really, really cool, is I say to people, I say, look, I've never in 18 years, or if you don't have that experience, just say, I've never, you know, don't even have to use it that long, but just say, I never have been able to sell a home based on not seeing or just online pictures alone. I have to see your home because when we work with buyers, it's about matching the right buyer to the right property, and we won't know that until after we've seen your home. And then I say to them, Daryl, then I use their name because you always taught me name is the most important thing. Then I say, hey, Daryl, does that make sense? And if they say yes, then I'm like, great, I'm going to be in your area this day. Let me just take a look. Because I really want to get a tour from you. Plus, I want to know from you what you've done to the home. And I won't know. Then we can go back to at least the buyers that we might be working with. But then even if they keep pressing on that, well, what about your buyers? What about your buyers? Well, you know what? I might have some buyers. But, again, if I have 5 or 10 fish, because I like to use the fishing analogy, okay?
Yeah.
How about I expose it not just to 5 fish or 10 fish that I might be working with right now, but how about I expose it to thousands of fish?
Yeah.
But only this time, unlike your last real estate agent for expireds or for sale by owners, I say, unlike your personal pictures, I'm going to go and do all of these things. I'm going to fly a drone over your home if it's a $500,000 plus listing. I'm going to fly the drone in your home, not me personally, but I'm going to hire someone. By the way, this is going to cost me $500 right off the bat. So is it okay? Is it okay, Daryl, if I spend my money to try to get you an offer that you may or may not even accept? Is that okay with you? And by the way, this costs you nothing. Is that okay?
Yeah, and I got to say, Grant, I'm actually shocked that you remember that, which happens to be actually one of the favorite things that I've taught, which is saying to a homeowner, I'm going to do this, and the best part is it costs you nothing. Why? Because you don't pay me until I get the job done.
That's good.
And I'm so glad that you remember that and you capture that. You know, it's interesting, just to embellish on that, if let's say you are getting sued and you had to defend yourself, even if you lost, you still got to pay the bill. If you have to go in for surgery, God forbid, and it doesn't turn out correctly or the way you want, you still got to pay the bill. There is really nothing where you get all of this work for free and you only pay when the actual job is done, and that's the case here. So. Well, Chris,
With the Red X, you know, what's cool, Daryl, is those people never used it. But what it does is it actually gives you, it's, they somehow research the tax records. They give you the phone numbers. They'll give you 4 or 5 phone numbers at once. So sometimes, you know, it might be to, we had one the other day where we actually, I don't know how they did it, but it actually wound up calling the son of the owner. So I talked to the son of the owner. He's like, oh, no, that's my dad's house. It's my dad's house. The house is $1.4 million, but it's my dad's house. So, you know what? I now, the other person on my team's making the call, and I'm like saying, go ask for the phone number. Go ask for the phone number. And so, we basically said, hey, you know what? And we got the kid's name. Is it okay if we talk to your dad? What's his name, John? Because you know what? We are working with some buyers right now in this area. Maybe we can send some his way or like to take a look at the home, you know? And what did the kid say? Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me give you my dad's number. So next thing you know, we did that, and, you know, he said, this particular person said, after the holidays, we're thinking about putting the home, you know, back on the market. Why don't you call me at that time, like middle junior? So we're going to call him and see how it goes. But, you know, I'll tell you, you know, those phone numbers, because they'll say, well, are all the phone numbers real? I would say probably in most cases, you know what, it's a legitimate phone number. Sometimes if it has a phone number, it may be disconnected or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, what it does is that saves you time from having to do all the research and everything, you know, for you know, looking this all up and everything. And right away you've got that person. Now, a lot of times if you call them and they say, well, I already, you know, other realtors have been calling or whatever. I love that line that you gave me. I say, how many realtors called you? And they said, oh, 3 or 4. I say, well, my gosh, only 4? Isn't it bad that there's over 33,000 real estate agents that are registered in the state of Illinois and only 4 have called you? But let me ask you this question. How many, and I'll take it one step further, and then I say to them, of those 4 real estate agents, how many of them actually cared enough to ask to want a tour of your home? And, oh, by the way, when I come, I just want to let you know, and that's, I call that like an assurance to pressure stuff, which is really good. I say to them, I say, listen, oh, by the way, I'm not here to solicit you. You know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and take a look at your home today, and which is true. I'd like to come and take a look at your home today, see what unique features and benefits that offers. And when we're done, if you don't mind, I'd like to sit down with you at the kitchen table, and you taught me to always go to the kitchen table because that's your stage, not the living room where everybody's spread apart and everything. You know, go to the kitchen table, you know, try to bond with them, look at their pictures on the walls if you have something in common. And I joke with my team, I said, if there's a piano in that house, I'm going to most likely walk away with the listing because all I have to do is, you know,
sit down and play a couple of chords.
If I have to play,
yeah. Just like I got a guy on my team, he's a hunter. I said, if you see a deer head in the wall and you don't go and get the listing, we've got an issue.
Well, Chris,
listen, I said, bond with them. I said, that's your job during the walkthrough. In addition to caring about what they've done in their life, asking where they're going to go, sitting down with them at the kitchen table, talking with them, and then from there, say, hey, you know what, while I'm here, do you mind if I share with you some tips that I've, you know, that I might have seen in your home that might be able to help you to sell it? And those tips eventually might be what they could improve upon or not improve upon, but, you know, gosh, I can't believe your home didn't sell, you know, or, you know, why is it that as a for sale by owner, you haven't received the offers that you want yet? You know,
and
one other thing, Gail, before we go, I got one more aha moment, and this is
for those of you
who live in a bad area with pricing, if you've got a seller that says, hey, you know what, I'm not going to go and, you know, lower the price of my home. One aha moment has helped me to sell so many homes this year. It's huge. I say to them this. I say, listen, it's not about me. It's about what a bank is willing to lend on the property. And if you don't believe me, let's get your home professionally appraised, because I'd rather tell you bad news now than disappoint you 6 months down the road.
Mm.
And I say to them, let's get a professional appraiser to come in, and I say to them, listen, here's what I'll do. The appraisal costs $275, and this is me personally. Get an appraisal, and if for some reason, because, you know, I tell the people you got to have some skin in the game to begin with, but I say, here's what I'll do. I say to them, listen, once we close on the property, if we listen to what the appraised price is and we agree upon that, because in case the appraiser's crazy, but I kind of, you know, who the appraisers are a little bit, but I say, you know, I said, if we agree upon the price, I will reimburse you that $275 off my commission at the time of closing. And what that does, Daryl, is even if they still don't listen and they want to go higher, then I use that technique that you taught me that says, hey, listen, at 21 days from now, we need to be at what I feel the home should be worth and what the appraiser feels that the home is worth. And so I wanted to share these things. I wrote this down for you, you know, for us today to talk about, because, you know, I want to say thank you to you. You've really, really changed my life and the quality of other people's lives. You're a great coach. You know, I love that, you know, keep smiling, you know, and like I said, I'm going to continue to be a student for life, do what Daryl teaches, you know, and like I said, and if for some reason you get discouraged, you know what, shoot me an email, call Daryl, call me, whatever, we'll get you smiling again, but you got a prospect, because that's the key of real estate success. And, you know, thank you so much, Daryl, for everything. I really appreciate you always.
All right. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you. And I know how busy you are with what you're doing. And for you to take the time was very generous. So thanks for giving back to the industry. Thanks for giving back to our power agents. I'm just going to, one more time, anybody wants to get in touch with Chris, his cell number is 708-829-5674. 708-829-5674. And, you know, his website, too, is another place to find him. It's www.chris, C-H-R-I-S, and his last name, you spell it H-A-G-N.com, all one word. And there you go. Well, Chris, stay with me. I'm going to,
yep.
I'm going to end this.
ChrisHagen.com, right? Thank you so much. Yep, that's my personal website, which is myname.com. And then, or viewallchicagolandhomes.com is my team website, or cpcsells.com.
What is that again?
Yeah, that's my team website, so you can read about all of us. It's view, V-I-E-W, all, A-L-L, chicagolandhomes.com, or viewallchicagolandhomes.com, or an abbreviated version, which takes you to the same website, because we call ourselves Chicagoland Properties Group. My two business partners and myself, and at cpgsells.com. And the reason
awesome.
Why I created that is that's our major consumer information website. That's actually the front door of our database system, you know, for what it is. So, Daryl, thank
awesome.
You so much. It's an honor to come on this call today. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. You know, 2017 and beyond will be great. Thank you.
Awesome. Stay right there, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye, everyone.